モグラグラジオでーす。
オキチュウです。
ポータです。
ということでございまして、今月11月のね、はい、もうだいぶ寒くなってきましたけれども、僕たちのお腹の中は今ポンポンで熱々ということでね。
何の話ですか？
いやちょっともうさっきね、今回はアーティストインタビューなんですけど、
はい、
今回のインタビューゲストと一緒にカレーをね。
インドカレーをね、
ちょっとトゥーヘビーに食いすぎましてね、ちょっとこう脳の回転が若干遅くなってますけども、今月はのアーティストインタビューはいつもよりも増して脳を早く回転させなければいけないのに、
なのにもかかわらず
こんなことで大丈夫なのかと、もうゲップがもうすごい上がってきます
そんな情報多分誰もいらないと思います、
はい、ということでこんな状況ですが、今月のアーティストインタビューをお送りしたいと思います。そして今月のアーティストインタビュー、久しぶりの英語インタビューに私たちはトライしようじゃないかと、
まあレベル1なんでお聞き苦しい点もあると思いますが、
そうですね、
許してください、
まあ、はい、逆に僕らが使ってる英語、僕なんかは今年2回ね台湾と中国行ってきて、このぐらいの英語レベルで全然やれるんだよっていうところを逆に感じてもらえればいいんじゃないかなと思いますのでお呼びしましょう、
はい、
This month's artist interview guest is Emmy Olun from Sweden
Good evening, Japan and Mogra Gallery. This is Emil Ahlund, painter artist from Sweden, here for my first time in Japan for my solo show at Mogra Gallery.
Yeah! Good English. So, because he can speak English and own country, the Swedish language, ne?But many Japanese people can speak English. Yeah. And first, I want to introduce you your profile to Japanese language. いきます。エミル・オルンド。
エミル・オルンド。
1985年生まれ。スウェーデン出身在住と。MDF ボードにアクリル絵の具で描くスタイルを中心にインスタレーションや音楽制作も行うというのが、まあ、今回のエミルのプロフィールなんですけど、
はい、
So you are a painter and playing music?
Yeah、
mm. My first question is when you started to the artist career?
I started painting like I think it's about 7 years ago、
mm-hmm.
When I started art college in Sweden. Before that I had like never ever painted before, so my application for that art college was to music and some photos and installations、
uh-huh.
And when I got to that school、mm-hmm. after like 2 weeks、
mm-hmm.
I tried out painting And it hooked me right away. So since then, I've been painting like every day. And it's about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my professional career in my artistic career began in 2012. So about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where's that go?
Yeah, 4.5 years ago, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you are...already drawing some drawings to the kids' time?
Yeah, maybe when I was like 7-8 years old,、
mm-hmm.
I think, yeah.
You still having that time drawings?
I think my mom has a few of them left, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Keeping them in some drawer, so yeah, nice memories.
Yeah.
But my style has changed a lot since then.
Sure. So, yeah, this flyer's backside takes writing to yours. Your paintings can feel to some Japanese culture things.
Yeah.
And you kiss time playing to the Japanese games and watch it to Japanese animations.
Yeah, a lot. So, yeah, so a lot of video games, some anime like Akira, Ghost in the Shell, Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah.
So more the darker, bizarre kind of anime, maybe. Yeah. Not so cute or anything.
Uh-huh.
Just the dark ones, yeah. So that's a big influence for my work and the approach of my imagine.
Nothing.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah.
What points to Japanese animation to the European animations? Different things.
A lot. Total different. Yeah. Mostly in Sweden, we don't have much like cartoons and stuff. We always watch the American ones, like Disney and Cartoon Network, Fox Kids Network. Mm-hmm. So I have some influences from like Disney, like Mickey Mouse and stuff like that, but mostly turns into the more Japanese way. So more interesting compositions, coloring and everything like that.
Colors.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Really like the style of Japanese anime, so yeah.
Yeah.
Bright colors and weird compositions.
Like
the Eva 01 robot, yeah. Purple and green,
yeah.
My favorite composition.
your colors sometimes used to the purple and green.
Yeah, the base is always begins with purple and green, and then I put some more colors, and it always begins with those colors and changing. It's a good base.
なるほど。まあ、プロフェッショナルのキャリアは、まあ、4-5年やけど、子供の頃から絵は描いてたけど、まあ、その時から見てた日本のアニメとか、日本のゲームとか、
まあ、アキラとか、ゴースト・イン・ザ・シェルとか、
まあ、エヴァンゲリオン。で、特に色がヨーロッパのアニメ、っていうかアニメ、まあアメリカのアニメとかとも違うっていう感じやったですね。まあこんなもんですよ、僕たちの英語なんてのは。じゃあ引き続きいきましょうかね。
まあエミルはそれかその色に影響されてて、紫と緑とかにをベースに今も絵を作ってるっていう話でしたね。
そう。And some audience say Emil's music is some digital hardcore and breakcore things to laptop music, and some audience say it's like a glitch noise is your painting same things feels same things it's how do your paintings so process.
It begins with like I get some idea in my head, of course, from the beginning. It's like only the idea of some motif, like a stand or something. Like it's very. I'm not in the beginning. I'm not super sure what I want to do. It's like evolving during my sketch time. So I begin with the sketch. Maybe the sketch can take from like 2 hours to 2 months. It depends how it's growing, what my influences for the moment are. And after that, I make the sketch better, more like a drawing, a real drawing. It works like an artwork in itself, but I want the colors. So I scan my drawings into my computer, and then I test different compositions. And that, also that process can take from 1 day to a half year, taking the composition with colors, testing, sleeping, waking up, looking. Oh, that's not good. I'm doing it all over again.
Back and forth.
And afterwards, when I'm 100% satisfied with the result I see on my computer screen, I take the sketch and make it much bigger for different size, to be everything from small paintings to super large 2 meters wide paintings. And I make the line works first, and then I start to put the acrylic color on with my small watercolor brushes.
Your sketch drawings scan to after the one of the digital visual material changing to yeah. after the remix
yeah.
on the laptop.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. And after fine to the good composition and yeah. colors. Ah,
maybe no. sometimes they even crop. I have a big, mm-hmm. maybe a big sketch or drawing of it something.
Mm.
And before I started painting, I started to crop the pictures. So always, uh-huh. mostly the motifs are much bigger than the result
uh-huh.
when it becomes the painting.
Uh-huh.
So it can disappear a lot of details and uh-huh. stuff like that.
And sometimes on laptop, the plus to like a rich noise to digital things on put on the sketches.
The sketch, the glitch is something I do while I'm painting. So it doesn't exist until I start to paint. Then I'm making the blocks and pushing some lines to the sides and stuff like that. So that's more of a improvised process, the glitching.
Mm-mm-mm.
I want to look like digital, but it's not digital.
なるほど。スケッチいっぱいデッサンをしてそれをスキャンして、ね、でデスクトップでリミックスしたものを元にアナログを描くと、はあ、すごいね。 Why you need to the using to the acrylic inks to analog way?
Why?
Why? Yeah.
I like the feeling of a physical thing. Print is a physical thing, but I like the craftsmanship. It's a super original one. I want to have the ability to make something look digital, but it's made by my own hands with no, how do you say, like the... I don't use like tape and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's only my own hand. Very precise and pedantic ways
I think some digital artists output is a print out, but some digital artists need to analog way is I think to the more human noise.
Yeah.
Include.
Because print can my paintings may look like it's totally digital, but. I wanted to have some maybe flaws because people have flaws, so maybe some small mistakes, but that makes so often so much better than just making on the computer screen. So my digital work is also only by inks, but I scan every layer of. I don't use like the drawing board, the digital drawing board. Only my own. Hands with ink,
and then
scan every layer. So sometimes for some prints, it's maybe 150 papers A4 scanned into computer.
So
it's basically the same thing, but it goes way faster than painting. So
the digital is everything can control, but analog is sometimes uncontrolled things happen. Is a very interesting.
Yeah,
I think and you told me someday you like Takashi Murakami, right? Takashi Murakami is he want to more control to analog way, and his technique sometimes makes to drawing line on the screen print, screen print on canvas, and after painting is another guy that's like. Factory system.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
I would really like him to make everything by himself. I understand why he's so big, so he needs this this factory to make everything. But it would be better if he's just stuck with himself doing his own work for 100%. Maybe it's kind of a cheat. Maybe I like Murakami because of maybe some motifs I like because it reminds me of anime, manga, stuff like that. So when I like the digital feeling, but I'm quite disappointed with the like screen technique to make it look like it's painted, but it's not painted. So it's very like a battle in my head if I like it like 100% or only maybe 50%, because there's a lot more artists better than me. But it was one of my first artists I liked, so maybe it's like, how do you say, I need to kill your idols. Kill your idols.
Curious.
Yeah.
So, I think. Takashi Murakami's factory is thinking to concept is looks like Japanese animation thing, maybe he thinking. And he need more makes the big money. some techniques, last night we went to super
event.
Enjoy to Makoto Aida's so stupid strange performances. In the normally Makoto Aida is he's painting to by myself. And so some Japanese artists thinking to by myself is important point or not is some guys thinking, because so Makoto Aida and Takashi Murakami is the same generation and same level famous in Japan. But I like art is by myself is better, I think.
I think the same too, because then it's 100% only you. Very important for me, so yeah. I would never have any assistant. never. Yeah, because the whole like stream from the beginning of the idea to the finished product, product work, yeah, is very important, the whole line.
So
it's very important.
So when you buy in a painting or something from an artist, you want it to be only that person. That person. Own mind, own work, everything.
It's your identity.
そ
う、昨日ね、エミルと一緒にあの
シャバク
ラゴールドに行きまして、それの最後のメインのあのパフォーマンスが相田誠のね、すごいビアードなパフォーマンスやったんですけど、そうだからエミルの作品をまあぜひねうちに生で見に来てほしいんですけど、エミルは村上隆は好きで、割とこうエミルの画面も結構スーパーフラットな作りになってるんですけど、まああの村上隆さんのそのスーパーフラットのコンセプトっていうのは結構日本のアニメーションのファクトリーのシステムとかを参考にしながら、結構まあ線画をシルクスクリーンで引いて、その後まあアシスタントが村上隆のデジタルの指示に従って着彩をするっていうテクニックに対して、まあ相田誠はまあ自分でほとんど全部描くっていうことについて今聞いたんですけどね、まあ自分で描くっていうのの方が自分は好きやけど、そういう意味で村上隆に対しては 50% 好きやけど 50% はもう考えなあかんなっていう、自分の中に考えなあかんなっていうことを言ってましたね。What your favorite Japanese animation? あ、そう、でもさっきのか。
聞いた。
Japanese games.
Japanese. Oof. Maybe because I'm referring to a lot to my childhood with my work. And when I was a child, I always played like Mario and Zelda. Stuff like that.
Zelda.
So, yeah. So it's very connected to me. So I would say Mario and Zelda.
Nintendo.
Yeah, my favorite games.
Yeah, and a few days ago we went together to Nakano Broadway, and you like the Japanese old monsters.
Yeah, yeah. Kaiju.
Kaiju.
Godzilla.
Yeah. Most like Ultraman.
Ultraman.
Yeah.
Ultra Q. Yeah, very old things. So.
Yeah, because it's so bizarre concepts, everything. I like bizarre stuff and I feel like the tokusatsu. So bizarre.
Bizarre.
Everything works. Almost like Breakcore, but
yeah,
so bizarre.
Some form, many forms, yeah, is remixed, yeah, making the monsters,
yeah.
So, so, yeah, in Japan is very historical, very traditional is loves monsters, yeah, like a yokai.
Mm.
Is a maybe I think. Japanese people so not shūkyō to natake.
Religion.
Not religion.
Mm.
And only the goes to the cannot seeing things.
Yeah.
Only just feeling things. Mm. Like a ghost things is many Japanese people like it.
Yeah.
So and sometimes so believe to the fortune. And so cannot control more big things, mm, but we not have a god. Maybe everything changing to can having to forms, mm, is yokai or kaiju thing.
Mm.
Yeah. Your country is having to the traditional monsters.
Maybe not monsters, but you know, trolls.
Trolls.
Wow. And ghosts. Yeah. Uh-huh. Forest ghosts. Yeah.
Forest ghosts.
Yeah.
That's having to the forms.
The form is not so important, I think.
Uh-huh.
There's many different thoughts how it should look and stuff. Trolls have a form. Yeah.
Troll having to the big body.
Yeah, be very big large, man, and yeah, and big man, big nose and. Uh-huh. Naked and strippy hair and stuff. Yeah,
and having into the wood like
yeah,
a bat.
Yeah. Killing humans.
Killing humans. Yeah.
But the ghosts, I'm not sure about the shape because they're different from a lot of books. They look every time they look different from each other. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so Japanese RPG role playing games is many countries. To the very traditional, for example, trolls, mm, so very very mixed and include this, mm, in this one game. Yeah, yeah, and many monsters battle.
Yeah.
So.
But your drawing is monster or robot?
I think it's something combined.
Mm.
Not real monster. Not robot. I can explain what it is. It's something. It's everything mixed.
Mix
of everything. So.
Yeah. And in this time's exhibitions, interesting things is more. This flyer's image is more looks like easy understanding to because to the scars and the colors, but more. ]なんやろ? 抽象的ってなんていうの、more compositions, more minimalistic things is I'm very interesting.
So. Yeah, it's there's supposed to be some. I love minimalism, and I want to mix like minimalism, abstract, and shapes from maybe anime and stuff.
Yeah.
I love shapes. I love shapes and forms. So I want to make something that look maybe like a world, a universe. So the painting is called backgrounds. So it's only like it's a not mountains, not a sea, it's not land, not a forest, but it's some kind of universe where all my where my imagination exists, like in the world. So
Yeah, very
your
interesting.
Your line is very soft, but motif is hard machine.
Yeah, like a hard machine. Yeah, so it's also mix of everything.
We can feel the some kind of animation things is background, your background can feeling is only the line. The form is very interesting thing. Yeah, so the Emil の今回のやつで結構ミニマルアートみたいなのがあって、そうコンポジションだけみたいなのがあるんですけど、でもそれのモチーフっていうかそれのマテリアルが全部結構なんかのアニメっぽいとか、
そのなんかロボット的な硬い感じの質感みたいなの、
そのドローイングラインに結構そういう文化のバックグラウンドを感じるけど、抽象画っていうのが結構面白いなっていう。Another side, how to make to your music?
How make my music?
Yeah, process.
That's just super random. Super, super random. When I begin my track, I have no idea what I'm doing. It's like, because when I started making music on the laptop, I had no idea how the program works, the software. So I just started playing around, and I'm still playing around like 10 years after I started. I still play around, so I have no concrete like idea, but I like most music genres in the whole world, so I try to mix them together to make some kind of controlled chaos, maybe. And I think that's the essence of breakcore, to make a controlled chaos.
Very abstract.
Yeah, it's also abstract.
But I only keep the beat. Very close to the painting technique.
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah, because I began with maybe 3 years before I started making paintings or making art, I made the music instead. So I took a lot of inspiration and thinking from my music and put it into my paintings and drawing stuff, because I thought the music wasn't enough. I need to have something visual for the music also to have the same feeling.
Sometimes I feel to my friends, some of my friends do painting and play music, same feeling in his mind. I not play music, so sometimes I think to output is a very many things are creators. So is painting. So maybe his brain's image can having to the music. And so the real world, like movies, so having to the forms and the colors and the music and the sound, and it's everything mixed, and the output, if this output is a painting, so this like a sound is changing to the color, or drawing techniques to transform. It's so more, I think more easy understanding for himself. And your paintings is very, very technical and very fragilistic, じゃねえな。なんか very 丁寧。Your color is some very, very strange color using to, but super bright. It looks so, look like your music things.
I feel like every color should be seen, every detail. That's why I use the line work on everything, because I want every detail and all the work I put into it be seen. So nothing is just disappearing. Everything is seeable. That's the same thing with my music. I put a lot of layers, like 50 layers of sounds, but I want every sound to be recognized.
What do you think to your paintings to having to the story?
Yeah, most often they have stories. I have a hard time making names, titles for my paintings. But often the titles comes during my, when I'm painting. Because I wouldn't have made this sketch or this drawing if I hadn't had a thought behind the making just exactly like that. So, So for example, can I explain the flyer pieces here? So with the boy jumping,
trash box.
It's not. It's like you know the Lego box.
A Lego box.
And he used the lid like a shield. And this painting was a part of a big installation with a, like a teleportation pixel or something. Something he jumps into the pixels into the universe, like you see in the abstract paintings, that world, he's on his way, and that's why it's still a boy and not monster or some other form. So he's on his way into the escapism world,
where
he can be whatever he wants to and feel secure and not have to worry about the reality. So it's called to gain access to other dimensions, to be able to go into your mind and be a kid, but you're still a grown up.
なるほどね。このフライヤーの裏面の少年はこうピクセルの山を越えて別の世界へ行ってる姿らしいんですけど、で、but we can feel the same looks like Japanese kids. same things. So sometimes kids get on to head is some box and this right hand, this one is using to the swimming.
Because when I was a kid, I took like stuffs. I couldn't buy like this full suit to look like a superhero or something. So I took like objects I had in my home to build this. Suits I seen in anime and stuff to look like a superhero or something.
Like an armor.
So. Yeah, so that's one kind of armor actually.
Yeah, it's good things.
To have the mind of a kid, I think it's really important.
So sometimes you make to the sculptures like a big video games.
Yeah.
So it sometimes it's
that's nice.
It's a installation.
Yeah.
And your output is how many things? Music, paintings, installations.
I made some sculptures also. Like in my, I have small characters. I like to because I like vinyl toys. I want to make sculpture also to bring it because some things. If it's 3D, it gets even more real, maybe. Like pressing out to the reality. So everything comes together in some way.
Your paintings sometimes thinking to the three dimensions.
Yeah, always thinking 3D. Thinking 3D. Like I have to before when I'm drawing, I always think about the whole. The whole shape. So volume and 3D feeling is very important for me because if it's have a volume and 3D effect, it gets even more real, I think. Because it feels like you can maybe touch it.
Always use three dimensions.
We are able to feel more your world.
That's my thought. So, yeah. So that's very, very important for me to have volume, to feel the 3D effect. So that's why I'm very pedantic with like shadings and highlighting to make things pop out from the picture.
My generation is a very fast generation to Nintendo games. So sometimes we use into the 8-bit things is a super flat but and a very like a Legos, but I feel this form is a very very native art. Same things is, but your brain is always 3D dimension to your brain to PlayStation 2.
It's some kind of mixture maybe. So But I think like 8-bit can also be very a lot of volume.
Mm-hmm.
I like to imagine everything in 3D. 3D words.
Yeah. Uh-huh. なるほどね。なんかあります？
Emil, always you make big paint, big 3D models. How about size? More biggest?
The biggest one I did? I think they were the big gate for the fantasy world to gain access to our dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
It were maybe 7 meters.
7 meters.
Point
high.
4.5 meters tall. And also out on the floor. So it feel like a gate, like sucked into the middle of the. So that's my biggest thing, and then after that is the big Nintendo. It was 2.5 meters wide, I think.
Mm-hmm.
1.2 meters high.
めちゃでかい、まあ向こうの任天堂みたいなファミコンとちょっと違うんですけど、もっとグレーな感じのやつの筐体を作ったインスタレーションとかこの人やってて、あの、your exhibition sometimes to gallery andto at museums in your country.
Yeah.
So, だからたまにでかい美術館とかでもやる人なんですけど、今回は first time exhibition in Japan ということで、How do you feel the first exhibition? You passed your exhibitions another countries?
No, this is my first time internationally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you feel?What do you
like
think?
A dream come true.
Don't come true.
Especially because it's in Japan. I always wish my first exhibition would be in Japan. So I'm super, super grateful for Mograg having me. So
thank you.
A dream come true. So, because I feel like most of my inspiration has always come from Japan. So it fits very well to have exhibited in Japan. So,
I think that this, your catchphrase is Japanese Roblox art, another sky from Sweden. I think my gallery's concept is Japanese Roblox art for the world. But this another side is another country's artist, but we can feel the like Japanese some things. Artist is I want introduce to for Japanese people. It's so nice time too. but I'm painter, so I something feeling to the another country's exhibitions happen to some problem. And so biggest things cannot bring here to some different difficult things. What do you think?
I wish I could have like time to be in Japan for maybe, for example, 3 months. And I like installations.
I like
to work with the full room to make the world more my world.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to create more, even more, like an impact you feel in that world. And it's, for this time it was very difficult for me to bring,
big
stuff was impossible, so hopefully in the future I can go to Japan and work for 3 months and work with the room for the whole time to make the installation, because now it's impossible for me to be in Sweden and build a whole installation and then bring it to Japan. It's, first of all, it's too expensive and it's so much work and planning, so it's impossible.
It's difficult.
Yeah, too difficult.
But I think the second rooms to the light walls is your escapism posters. You put on time, you say that this is propaganda. You put on, the same designs, another color, different colors is for posters. I think it looks like to some very minimal installations.
Ah, okay. Maybe I had it in my, like, deep in my mind, some composition, but when I got here, it just felt right to...
Yeah.
It's more like blocks, maybe.
Now you get to the more deep meaning, so because of today's Japan, Americans both related to more important meaning. So that's propaganda. Everybody's escapism.
Escapism is important, not too much, but so you can balance it with your to feel. And I use it to feel good, so escapism. So.
And that poster's, that's designed to the first cheat and the next escapism, right? It's meaning to changing to very interesting. So, やっぱまあ僕もね絵描きなんで分かるんですけど、
はい、
まあ、まあ他の国で展示するときで、まあ、でかいのとか持っていくと金がかかったりするんで、まあ、そのうちインスタレーションやりたいって言ってるんですけど、今回のあの奥の部屋の右の壁をあのセッティングするときにこれはプロパガンダやとか冗談っぽく言いながらエミルはつけてて、はい、それまあエスカピズムっていうのはまあ、まあエミルの作った言葉なんですけど、まあちょっとあのエスケープじゃなくて他のアナザーサイドに行くっていう意味があって、それをこう、
まあ、エミルが作った造語なんです
ね。そうプロパガンダみたいに4枚同じデザインを貼るっていうのがもう、まあ、トランプがあのこのアメリカの大統領選で受かった今となってはなんか偶然やけどちょっと意味を持ったなっていう、まあ、意味を持つインスタレーションになったなっていう話をちょっと今してみましたけども、So, じゃあ you what you thinking to the next plan
in Japan?
No, you know, in your artworks.
I think I'll go more and more to the the glitch abstract minimalism thingy. Yeah, because that's a thing I found a few months ago. Before that, I never done that kind of picture, so motif, so I'm drawing more towards that, I think. So, and more of the stage before going into the fantasy world. So,
More...
Yeah, like the boy jumping.
Next stage.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, that's my plan for now. But I'm thinking a lot and a lot all the time about my work. So that's like 24/7 full year thinking about paintings and motifs and concepts. So, yeah.
And you want to more another country's exhibition making?
I don't know which countries, but yeah, I'm going back to Japan next year, so I have to concentrate a bit on the Osaka exhibition.
So だから、エミル、来年にまた日本で、
次
大阪のエクスキューブでね、やる予定があるということで、まあ、あの、まあ、ドリームズカムトゥルーって言ってくれたんで、まあ、あの、やっぱエミルはまず初めてやる海外を、日本を選んでくれたっていうところも、ちょっと結構嬉しかったりするわけなんですけど、じゃあ、time is come and so finally please message for the Japanese audience
please come to my exhibition your mind will be blown I hope
and you make money
give me money so I can continue with my craze.
Someday we want to your selection again in my gallery, in my Mogura.
Thank you.
So just thank you very much to this month's artist guest is Emil. Thank you very much.
エンディングです。
はい、というわけでございまして、まあどうでしたかね。
お聞き苦しくて申し訳ございませんでしたでも会話を成立していたということで、
まあ数えることガレージ時代のほぼ3年前の業務の時のインタビューよりは少しは僕らの英語もマシになってんじゃねえかなとはちょっと思いますけど、どうなんでしょうね。
いや英語は全然マシになってないと思うよ。
あ、マシになってないかな。まあね、個人的には今年ちょっと海外でやることもいろいろありまして、まあちょっともっと英語はちょっと勉強せなあかんなと思ってる昨今でございますけれども、まあでも大体基本的にはね、これでね結構アーティストとしてね、一個のエキシビジョンをやったり飯食ったり2週間ぐらい生活したりすることができるっていうねとこは思ってますけど、一応俺も英語はもうできるってことにしてます。でもまあその裏でちょっとずつこうね、もうちょっと深めたいなと思ってまして、
ね、
僕今度英和辞典を買いに行こうと思ってます。
うちにあるよ。
まあ個人的なあれでしたけども。ということで今月のアーティストゲスト、今日のこの番組のゲストのエミルの
インフォメーションです。
よろしくお願いします。
エミル・オーデンソーロエキシビジョンエスケーピズム、
はい、
11月5日土曜日から始まっております。27日日曜日までになっております。
はい、ということでまだ2週間以上、
いつも通り13時から20時オープンの月曜日が定休日になっていますのでお気をつけください。
はい、ということで今回はですね、手前の部屋がペインティング、奥の部屋がプリントものなんですけど、この出力ものに関しても今回エミルほとんど1枚ずつぐらいしか、
そうですね、
何枚かは2枚あるっていうぐらいのエディションしか持ってきてないんで、まあ本国では1個のデザインに対してエディションを切ってるそうで、まあ、そのナンバーがつくそうなんですけども、一応まあ
日本で手に入るのは、
日本で手に入るのはっていう意味ではもうほぼほぼ 1,2 枚しかないんで、しかも、まあ、今回エミル日本というか日本初個展にして、まあ、スウェーデン以外の国初個展ということでですね、すごく安い値段がついてます。
はい、
なのでもう今回結構もうすでに初日から結構売れ出してるんですけど、まあ、今回はもう売り切り店ということにしてみようかなと思ってますんで、まあ、通常丸々3週間ある展示なんですけども、まあ、ちょっと気になるぞと欲しいぞという人はですね、できるだけこう前半に来ていただいた方が手に入りやすいかなと思いますんで、まあ、その辺をちょっと結構気にしながらチェックしていただきたいと思います。はい、でまあ本編でも言いましたけども、本国ではまあ美術館とかでもやるような人間なんでね。
そうですね、でぜひチェックしに来てください。
まあ、そうで、ミュージシャンとしてはね、たまに日本にライブしに来たりしてて、まあその時にこうエミルをペインターではなくて音楽家として知ってる人たちとか、もしライブ見たことある人とかぜひね見に来てもらえれば、まあちょっと本編どのぐらい今伝わったか分かんないですけど、本当に同じセンスで、
うん、音と絵と、
うん、を表現してるんですけど、ペイントがすごく丁寧で、ですごいフラットな画面を作るためにすごい薄塗りでアクリル絵の具を何十回と塗り重ねて描いてるという。まあ、それだけにかなりやっぱり色の深みとかも出てて、やっぱちょっと独特のこうなんでしょうね、表面の
質感
が出たりしてるんで、まあ、ちょっとこれはやっぱプリントではなかなか感じれないフィーリングだと思いますので、ぜひ生で見に来てください。まあ、この機会、日本エミル日本初個展、ぜひこの機会をお見逃しなくというわけでございまして、お待ちしております。で今週末はエミルはちょっと大阪にライブ行っていないんですけど、まあ週末はだいたいエミル本人もいてると思うんで、もしね直接会って喋りたいぞっていう人も重ねて、ぜひぜひうちに足をお運びくださいませというわけでございまして、モグラグラジオボリューム315でした。ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。 Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Score.